World-renowned speaker, CEO of Miracle Channel, and senior pastor of one of Canada's fastest-growing churches, Leon Fontaine is passionate about teaching you how to tap into the incredible power of Holy Spirit. Now, from one of our Canadian studios, here's Leon Fontaine.
Hey everybody, it is so good to have you with me today. We've got a very fascinating and crucial topic. I want to talk today about the presence of God, Holy Spirit, manifesting His power in your life. I might be focusing a lot on healing, but this is His manifestation so that it's in every area of your life. In other words, every promise in the Bible begins to happen. It begins to take place. It changes finances. It does protection, it peace, the joy, the wisdom. And in doing this, I'm going to be talking in two areas, but the first area I want to talk about is the heart. Now, so many people struggle with the word heart, or they just don't pay any attention to the word heart. But the heart is crucial. So many people think it's just the spirit. And so anytime you see the heart, it just means the spirit. And they've got some good points here and there. But the more I have studied the word, the more I've realized that there's no way it's the spirit. It is a mixture of soul, where you think, your will, your emotions, and where spirit meet. It's kind of this center of your being where your identity is. This is where who you believe you are is. And it's crucial that you look after this area. This is your autopilot. You know, in the Bible, Holy Spirit, they'd often talk about an unction of the Holy Spirit, an anointing of the Holy Spirit. You know, when Jesus was talking to the people on the road to Emmaus, they said, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as we heard His teach us?" There is something about you living in a way that is just out of your reasoning or out of your mind and your emotions. And then there is a way to live out of the overflow of your heart. This filled with the Spirit, anointing, unction that just comes out and it just changes everything you do. 1 John 3:18-24. It says, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Already he's talking here about acting out. Don't just live internally. Let it come out of you in the way you talk, the way you love, the way you walk in truth, the way you treat people. And then it says, "And by this we know that we are of the truth, and we shall assure our hearts before Him." What do you mean we need to assure our hearts? What do we assure our hearts with? What do we make our hearts sure in? What is your heart sure of? And you say, "Well, I think God just looks after my heart." No, it says here in verse 20, if our hearts condemn us, not our heads, our hearts. If our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart. All right, He knows all things. So if your heart condemns you, that doesn't mean it's truth. That doesn't mean you stay there. You need to assure your hearts and get out of the condemnation, because God is greater than your heart. This is where so many Christians do not recognize they don't walk in the miraculous, in the power, the flow of God, because even if they can convince their head of something, they don't seem to have been able to assure their hearts in this. And so their own heart is condemning them. And then it says in verse 20, verse 21, "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God." Now, where is this confidence coming from? It's not coming from the head. We're talking about the heart. Did you know there's a head confidence? Man, that thing comes and goes in the middle of a lot of stuff. But there's a heart confidence that is towards God. Your head confidence is all about your own ability. And people are confident when they are in their own area. You know, if I'm talking to a doctor in the hospital, man, he exudes confidence. But you put that guy in front of his car with the hood up, if he's not a mechanic, and he's got his eyes this big, he's quiet, he's not confident, there's not that steel glint in his eye, he's not, leading any conversations, he's, help, someone help me, because he's not confident with mechanics, he's confident in the hospital. And so we each have confidence in the mind area in things that we know. All right, but here it's talking about a confidence that comes out of our heart. And this confidence is towards God. This is a crucial issue for you to stay in relationship with the Word, to continually, every day, be in prayer, spend time in prayer, not begging, bugging, pleading, but speaking the Word, planting the Word in your heart, keeping your heart assured of God and His promises so that there is a God confidence that comes out of your heart. Then it says, verse 22, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him because we keep His commandments. Oh, there, see, Leon, I don't know if I'm keeping all His commandments good. Well, the commandments that we have today is to love God, love people. Yeah, that's what His commandment is. Love God, love people, and you do that with His ability. It's not talking about the old covenant's commandments. It's talking about the new covenant's commandments. And it's talking about the ability of Holy Spirit. So as you look at this, it says, whatever we ask, we receive. This is where I want to live. I want to live in health. I want to live in a knowing of what God is doing. I want to live in a way that is just far beyond anything else. So my heart is a big issue. The things we've covered so far is you need to assure your heart. You need, another verse says, establish your heart in grace, not establish your heart in law. Don't establish your heart in condemnation. Don't listen to preachers who just make you negative and feel like you're nothing and you can't do anything. You need to listen to the teaching of the Word, and you need to get into the Word so that your heart is assured, not condemned. Your heart is assured, not belittled. That you feel this sense of confidence towards God because you begin to believe what Jesus has done in His finished work of the cross. So then verse 23 says, and this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. This is what we do. The commandment is believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and then love one another as He gave us commandment. Now, he who keeps His commandments, believing in Jesus and loving people, it says, he abides in God, and God in him. And by this, we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. Maybe you're a mature believer. Maybe you're dealing with sickness right now, or you're in the middle of a situation, believing God to restore your marriage or to help you with something that you need in your life. And you know the Word, and you've been a great teaching church, and you understand the new covenant, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension to the right hand of the Father, literally meaning that all the promises have been qualified for you, that Jesus and his behavior is what qualified you for it, and that you are in right standing with God as a gift. Romans 5:17. Now, if you believe all of that and you're still struggling, listen to me. You just need to stay in the Word and look after your heart. Just continue to assure your heart. Did you know your heart can change in minutes if you don't guard your heart? Your heart needs to be guarded from all sorts of things. So the best way to do it is to put God's Word in your heart till it's growing in every acre, every section, every square mile, every bit of heart space. And that you can think of each day as you're enjoying Jesus and you're reading the Word, you're speaking the Word. What are you doing? You are getting this autopilot to believe and to flow. And as your heart goes, so goes the rest of your life. Internal change takes place first, and then external change is easy. And Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's talking about you allowing his Spirit and his Word to change you on the inside. Nothing can change it as it comes out.
We'll be right back with more from Leon Fontaine.
Do you know how faith works? Many Christians are living their lives trapped in shame. They think that if they only believed or tried harder, they'd see more miracles. If that sounds familiar, this series by Leon Fontaine is for you. Learn the secret to fighting your giants, how you can speak over your future, and how you can suit up in the armor of God.
I hope you're enjoying the word today. I want to send you this series on the weapons of faith. You know, it fits so powerfully into what I'm teaching about right now. And as you dovetail this teaching and listen to it over and over again with this understanding of the heart, man, can you walk as a man or a woman of great faith. For a gift of $30 or more, I want to send it to you. Join us right now as a family, a team that's making a difference on this planet.
It's time to take up your weapon and fight the good fight of faith. Get your copy of Weapons of Faith today.
You know, a person who believes they're a loser, a person who believes they just have bad luck, a person who meditates in Murphy's Law, talks Murphy's Law, it's always how bad things are. It's like Eeyore. Ever watch that person, how quickly they lose, how nothing ever works out, they never finish jobs, they don't have any good relationships. What they believe at the heart level is literally causing everything in their life to fail. Well, the same is true for those who take their heart and begin to do the heart work, which means just plant God's word in your heart. Now, I'm going to say something here. Years ago, inner healing was a big deal. And I understand that Jesus heals the broken heart. I have no problem with counseling. And I think there's people, if they can't seem to get free from the word, they need to sit down and talk with somebody. You bet. But what I've noticed the most in my life is that as I am planting the word in my heart and studying and spending time with Holy Spirit, I just find that, you know, that strong negative emotions that come out of experiences or things, you know, rather than my past doing a loop in my head, which causes fear and anger and jealousy and malice and pride and temptation and all the things, that the Spirit of God is being planted in my heart and it overrides my past. It begins to plant new harvest. It's like it helps you to forget what's behind and press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. I find that this is who I am as I move forward. And here's something the believer, mature believer, needs to do. You got to stay in God's word. You've got to keep your heart assured, because then your heart won't condemn you. Your heart has confidence towards God. And when your heart has confidence towards God, you receive the things you want. It doesn't say that if your church has confidence towards God, if your head has confidence towards God. My head's going up and down all the time, but as I continue to keep planting the word in it, this confidence, this faith, this believing, this begins to rise up in my heart. And it's cool because you speak with a passion and a confidence. And so many people, especially when I was a young man, I would run into people who were struggling and they would say, "Why are you so confident?" And I'd go, "What are you talking about? You act confident." "No, you are confident." And I said, and I didn't actually know how to say it. I just said, "Well, it's Jesus." But the more that began to be said about me, the more I began to recognize I simply was in love with Jesus. I had a passion for the word. I mean, I would spend at 18, 19 years old, I would get a hold of every teaching I could from great men and women of God, and I would feed on it in the morning. I'd have it in my car, listening to it on the way to work. I'd get 15 minutes, 15 minutes back, and if I came home for lunch, I'd get another 15 minutes. I would do everything to feed my, I was fascinated with the word, and I wanted to know Jesus. I wanted Holy Spirit to rise up on the inside of me. And without realizing it, I was doing the process of faith. Because faith is of the heart. Confidence is of the heart. This trusting is of the heart. It's all wrapped around Holy Spirit and the Word in your heart. Now, of course, you got to renew your mind, as it says in Romans 12. But to you mature believers, listen to me. You need to be very aware of this deep confidence, not this trying, not this. And if you're not careful, you're going to begin to function in your reasoning. And now as never before, your hope is in Christ. Your focus is in the Word of God. Now, we will figure a lot of this stuff out, and we will rise up and fight for our freedoms and do the things God's called us to do, to love people and to reach them with Jesus. But now for you, in the midst of whatever's going on, whichever you believe, your hope is in Jesus. And the Word of God's got to fill your heart. You've got to plant the Word in your heart, and the Word begins to grow. And it takes time. And so each day you just enjoy His Word. You spend some time with Jesus. And all day you learn to have a fellowship with Holy Spirit and just believe. And as you do this, you will notice that there is an anointing. The old timers would call it the anointing. It's a word that only appears a couple times in the New Testament, but Jesus is the anointed one. What I believe when I see the Word of God is that He is the anointed one and He is in me, and that's Holy Spirit. You know, it's one God in three persons. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, God, and Holy Spirit is the agent on the earth, manifesting the power of God, flowing through us, healing cells in our body, restoring bones, causing organs to work at a level beyond normal. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it quickens your mortal body. That means your mortal body is made alive with the life of God, not just a human life, not just a human energy, not just a human immune system, but the life of God in your immune system, the life of God in your blood, the life of God in your brain, the life of God in your heart, your bones, your spine, your muscles. You begin to have a confidence of this, and then you study the Word, and you'll see things like that Elisha, when he was buried in a tomb, that you know, there was just bones left there, and there was a battle going on, and a man had died. And so rather than carrying his body back, they pushed it into this cave or hole or, you know, where his bones were. And when this body hit the bones of Elisha, it came back to life. What's going on here? Did you know that when the presence of God is upon us and that we begin to believe, that it begins to saturate your bones, your blood, your organs, etc.? And so this is a crucial issue. Let's get the incredible Word of God. Let's renew our mind, because then your mind, by the way, you begin to gain such amazing control over negative emotions, and you begin to release the positive one. That's why the Bible says this, that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. Oh, and a sprinkling of envy, malice, pride, arrogance, anger, wrath. No. The Word of God helps you to keep that down. Now listen to me, young man, young woman, or mature pastor and believer. This heart that we're talking about, it's crucial. Jesus in Mark 4 said, we need to plant the Word of God in our heart. Now, everything Satan can do, you know, as a loser, as just an angel, is going to be to get your focus off the Word. You know, the more I look at Mark chapter 4, and I see Jesus talking about the sower sowing the Word, and then he goes on, I love the way the Amplified Bible says that the amount of thought and study that you give to the truth you hear determines the amount of the blessing, the favor, the nurture of God that flows back to you. So your focus is a primary thing. And we see that in Peter when he said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come. And he said, well, come. And so Peter gets out of the boat, focused on Jesus, walks on the water, focused back on the storm, sinks. Jesus reaches out to him, gets his focus back on Jesus, walks back to the boat with Jesus. Focus is so crucial. And now by focus, I don't mean you walk around with a Bible in front of your eyes. I just mean that Holy Spirit has the ability when you arise in the morning to spend some time in His Word, to speak and declare over your day, prophesy what your day will be. You decide it now, because if you don't, a client will, your boss will, another driver will, your spouse will, your kids will, your parents will, your uncle and auntie, and it says someone else is going to decide your day. You decide your day and prophesy that to your future. Speak today into existence. Speak the week into existence. Speak the year into existence and declare. And the Spirit of God that is within you begins to bring forth healing, joy, prosperity, blessing. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to walk through as storms blow, but the Holy Spirit will guide you through the maze, and He'll continue to show you the winning hand, the place to put your feet where they won't stumble, where to put your hands as a great grip to pull you up to a new level. This life is exciting because you get this confidence. There's not a situation I'm going to walk into that Holy Spirit is not going to guide me and lead me. So I want to challenge you today. Make sure. Sure. Now let's go through this because I think this is going to really make a lot more sense to you. 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Do what you say. Then in verse 19, and by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. We must be assuring our hearts. This is the autopilot. Somebody else has programmed it. Your parents, your school, the world, your life, your upbringing, your nationality. Who knows? But someone has programmed your autopilot called your heart. Now, it says, if our hearts condemn us. See, Leon, that's me, and I can't help it. No, but God is greater than our heart. And He knows why. He knows all things. He knows why your heart's condemning you. He knows what's going on. He knows where this teaching has come from. He knows what you've done that's made you so embarrassed. He just knows the teaching of your parents and forefathers that has made you feel lower than a snake's belly. But it says here, He knows all things. So if that's the case, God is greater. Look to God when your heart condemns us. Look to His Word. And as you begin to plant His Word and the Spirit of God rises up in you, your heart changes. And then it goes on to say, beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and we do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment: believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. Now, to believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, means to believe that His death, His burial, His resurrection, and His ascension to the right hand of the Father in that human body. In other words, He is forever related to the human race now. That to believe what He has done, this finished work, will bring a confidence into you that you never realized you had as you study the finished work of Jesus, the cross to the throne. And then this confidence that you have now begins to rise up and you receive from Him. There's a manifestation of healing and power and blessing and prosperity and confidence, and your work, and I mean organizations and things, rise up to the billions of dollars. If an unsaved person can do it, then a saved person can do it. Marriages, homes, raising kids. We ought to be raising our kids to such an amazing degree that we just look at them and go, they're going to be far greater than anything we could have done. Why? Because as you teach them the Word, it gets in their heart at a young age. And here it says that as we do this, that we when our heart has confidence towards God, we receive from Him. You know, in raising our kids, Sal and I refuse to let them listen to teaching that told them that it was like the old covenant. You got to obey all these rules and all these laws before God's going to bless you. I taught them that in two areas, that for God to bless you, you just got to believe on Jesus, that Jesus loves you and He paid the price for all of God's blessings. So that vertical relationship between you and God, it's secure because of Jesus. But now, all of these wonderful Ten Commandments about loving God and obeying, those are wonderful, but that is not how you earn the miraculous. That's simply how you learn to be good husbands and daughters and sons and how to do business. The Bible's filled with wonderful things of guidelines and commandments. And, you know, in the Hebrew, it actually means prescriptions. It's not like a commandment. It's like a prescription. These are the prescriptions for life. Follow these health prescriptions, relationship prescriptions, relating to God prescriptions, and you're going to find that your all of your relationships on the planet work so well. And so we've to you mature believers, I'm talking to you today, what are you in the middle of? What are you stuck at? Are you feeling, you know, bored? Are you feeling like you're being destroyed? Are you not getting the healing, the answer to your prayer? Go straight back to this scripture that I'm teaching on today. Listen to this message over and over and begin to feed your heart the word. Meditate on it. Speak it out loud. Now, the language of the heart is dreams and visions. In other words, everything that you study and read, you must personalize. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me is a verse. How does it apply to me? Well, I need strength to do this. And I see Holy Spirit helping me to do that. This dream rises up as the Spirit of God takes a hold of that with me. And as Holy Spirit begins to bring dreams and visions up on the inside of me, that's speaking the language of Holy Spirit. All of a sudden, that confidence and excitement. And every time I spend more time in the Word, this dream grows clearer and clearer, and nothing can stop it. Assure your heart. The Bible says here, another verse says, to make sure that our heart is established in grace, this new covenant. If you want to see the power of God move in your life, if you don't know Jesus, say, I'm not sure, just say, Jesus, come into my heart. I give you my life. Thank you for dying in my place. I accept the gift of salvation. And today, I thank you that I am now in God's family as a gift from you. Jesus, I'm following you the rest of my days. In Jesus' name, amen. Now follow this show. Find a great church that teaches like this. And if you can't, then just keep glued into us as we continue to raise you up to know who you are in Christ and get this autopilot working in a phenomenal way. God bless you.
If you just prayed the prayer with Leon, we want to connect with you. Contact us so we can help you with the next steps of this exciting journey. You've been watching Leon Fontaine's The Spirit Contemporary Life. For more episodes or to hear more from Leon, visit leonfontaine.com. If this program is making a difference in your life, consider becoming a partner today. Your giving makes it possible to reach people around the world in multiple languages. And as a thank you, we'll send you this free resource. And don't forget to follow Leon on social media